Imagine stepping into a brand new corporate job.
Okay.
But there is a massive, massive catch. Like, there is absolutely no HR department to welcome you on your first day.
Oh, yeah. None at all.
Right. And your official onboarding manual is literally just a highly stressed out coworker shouting instructions at you over a bubbling deep fryer.
Which is, you know, incredibly overwhelming.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And on top of that, your boss can legally pay you just a fraction of the minimum wage if your tips happen to fall short for the week.
Yeah, that's the reality for a lot of people.
And your entire professional network, well, it consists solely of whoever happens to be scheduled on the Tuesday night shifts with you.
That's your whole world right there.
Right. It sounds like an absolute nightmare.
All right.
But for millions of people entering the service economy today, that is literally just a regular Tuesday.
It really is. I mean, it's a landscape defined by this extreme fragmentation and a really profound lack of structural support. Because we are so used to the digital white-collar world, right, where your career path is documented, it's visible, it's highly optimized.
Yeah, you have a paper trail of your success.
Exactly. In corporate spaces, we have digital handshakes, endorsements, and these massive networks to fall back on. But in hospitality, that safety net just completely evaporates.
It's just gone. Which, you know, brings us to our mission for today. Yeah. Welcome to the Deep Dive. We have gotten our hands on the launch materials for a fascinating new platform called ServiceLink.
Yeah, this one is really interesting.
It is. And for you listening, our goal today is to really figure out how this platform is attempting to completely revolutionize professional networking for service workers.
Because it's a huge undertaking.
It really is. We are going to look at what this means for new people stepping into the industry and, crucially, how it balances the very different and often conflicting needs of workers and the employers who actually hire them.
Right. Because in a world of like endless app launches that just promise to disrupt things without any real substance.
Well, we see so many of those.
So many. But this source material actually offers us a genuinely unique glimpse into the future of hospitality.
Yeah.
This isn't just another digital job board where you upload a resume into the void. It is proposing a massive structural and cultural shift in how we value service labor.
Okay, let's unpack this. The core vision of ServiceLink, and this is written right at the top of their launch materials, is empowering service workers through dignity and innovation.
Dignity is the key word there.
Yeah, they explicitly say they're bridging the gap between professional networking and hospitality.
Mm.
They're attempting to combine the, quote, social connectivity of LinkedIn with the accessibility of modern marketplaces.
Mm-hmm.
So on the surface, it feels like they're taking the suit and tie networking of corporate America and they are basically handing it an apron.
That is exactly the visual they are going for.
Right.
They are taking a framework that we traditionally associate with office workers, this whole idea of an enduring cumulative professional identity.
Yeah, building a career over time.
Exactly. And they are applying it to a sector that has historically been treated as entirely transient. They really want to move the service industry away from a purely transactional model to a relational one.
Look, I get the visual and it sounds great, but I have to push back a little on this.
Sure, go ahead.
Because, I mean, dignity is a beautiful concept.
It is.
But dignity does not pay my rent.
Fair point.
Historically, hiring for service work is just a sheer numbers game. A help wanted sign taped to a window.
Yeah, or just dropping off a stack of paper resumes at a hotel front desk and hoping for the best.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So how does a shiny app profile translate into actual leverage with a restaurant manager who literally just needs a warm body to bus tables on a Friday night?
Well, what's fascinating here is that it comes down to the mechanics of visibility.
Okay, visibility.
Think about what a help wanted sign actually communicates.
That they're desperate.
Well, yeah, but it's purely transactional. It assumes the worker is entirely replaceable. Anyone can walk in.
Right.
But when ServiceLink says their tech-forward solutions prioritize dignity and professional growth, they are talking about building verifiable data. If you have a profile that proves you have survived 3 years of Friday night dinner rushes at a high-end steakhouse, you know, you are no longer just an anonymous applicant walking in off the street.
Right. You have a track record.
Exactly. You are a proven commodity.
So it removes the anonymity that usually allows for poor treatment in the first place.
Precisely. In economics, we talk about information asymmetry.
Okay.
Usually the employer holds all the cards. They know the job, the pay, the expectations, and the worker knows absolutely nothing about the workplace culture until they are already hired and on the floor.
Yeah, until it's too late.
Right. But ServiceLink gives the worker ownership over their professional narrative. By building a network, it elevates the work from a temporary disposable gig to a recognized trade.
That makes a lot of sense. You aren't just the new barista.
No, you have a digital footprint that demands a baseline of respect right out of the gate.
Okay, so if ServiceLink is really building this genuine professional network, we definitely need to look at what the actual day-to-day experience looks like inside the platform.
Yeah, let's get into the details.
Especially for someone who is tying that apron for the very first time. I mean, I remember my first service job.
Oh, we all do.
I didn't even know where the extra napkins were kept, let alone whether it was actually legal for my manager to tweak my hours after I clocked out.
Yeah, wage theft is a huge issue.
And you were just totally isolated? You don't know who to ask?
The learning curve in hospitality is incredibly steep. And historically, as you experienced, it is an incredibly solitary trial by fire.
Totally.
You basically learn by making mistakes or by being exploited.
Right. But ServiceLink outlines some really specific features to combat this. They have this community hub where you can, as they say, join our vibe.
I love that phrasing.
It's very catchy. And they highlight an Explore group weekly feed where workers can find stories, tips, and wins from their peers.
Mm.
But here's the part that really caught my eye. They highlight a support network where service workers, advocates, and actual organizers join forces.
Yes, that is a huge detail.
I have to admit, I'm a bit confused by how this plays out in reality.
Yeah.
Because I'd imagine for a brand new worker, having union organizers and labor advocates on your networking app might feel a bit intimidating.
Intimidating how?
Well, like, are you supposed to start a strike on your very first day? Is that what this support network actually does?
That is a great point. But no, it isn't about forcing every new hire to become a radical activist on day one.
Okay, phew.
It is actually about establishing baseline industry standards. The source material notes, these are specialized groups designed for growth.
Growth in what sense?
Well, what this means for a new worker is that before they even accept a shift, they are immediately tapped into shared collective knowledge.
Ah. So they aren't going in blind.
Exactly. They aren't relying solely on their manager for the rules of the game.
So it's essentially a decentralized HR department, but it's run by your peers.
That is exactly what it is. And the inclusion of advocates and organizers in that support network is massive because their stated goal in the materials is to make jobs safer, fairer, and more visible.
Right.
Let's look at the actual mechanism of action here. Because the platform verifies both employers and workers, a post in that group weekly feed about, say, illegal tip skimming.
Yeah.
That isn't just a random anonymous Yelp complaint that a manager can just ignore or delete. It is an internal alert that forces actual accountability.
Wow, that makes total sense. That completely accelerates the learning curve.
It really does.
Like, you can just read the feed and see a post from an organizer saying, hey, just a heads up. The law in this state requires you to be paid for setup time before the restaurant actually opens.
Yes, you don't have to learn the hard way through wage theft.
Right, you just have the industry standard handed to you by your network.
Right.
It's honestly like having a digital mentor right in your pocket.
And that peer-to-peer knowledge transfer is exactly what actually injects the dignity we talked about earlier. But, you know, as powerful as that is, empowering workers with knowledge is really only half the equation. A labor marketplace is a very, very delicate ecosystem.
Which brings up a massive point of logical friction.
Okay, let's hear it.
We just established that a worker armed with knowledge of their labor rights is powerful.
Absolutely.
But historically speaking, a highly educated, highly networked worker who knows their rights is an employer's absolute worst nightmare.
Usually, yeah, that's the perception.
Right. So if I am the manager of a local diner and I'm running on razor-thin profit margins, why on earth would I opt into a platform that actively empowers my staff to push back?
It's a fair question.
Because ServiceLink isn't just for workers, right? It's literally called ServiceLink for employers on the other side of the app.
Right. And their pitch to employers is very, very distinct from their pitch to workers, even though they exist in the exact same digital ecosystem.
Interesting.
And to understand why an employer would ever willingly sign up for this, we really have to look at the economic realities of the service industry today.
Which are brutal.
Beyond brutal. Because the number one killer of profit margins in hospitality isn't food costs, it's turnover.
Oh, because Constantly hiring and retraining new staff is incredibly expensive.
It is a massive hidden tax on every business. So the source material emphasizes trusted hiring for employers and making it super easy to find reliable talent.
Okay.
They offer employers access to what they call tech innovators, the people designing these hiring tools.
Fancy.
Yeah. And an advisor circle dedicated to expert discourse on industry trends and growth strategies.
Okay, so let me try an analogy here. See if I'm really grasping how these two sides interact.
Go for it.
It feels like ServiceLink is basically trying to build a dual engine machine.
Okay.
But one engine runs on diesel, and that's the employer's need for efficiency, growth strategies, and profit.
Mm-hmm.
And the other engine runs on solar. That's the worker's need for rights, safety, and fairness.
Yeah.
They literally require completely different fuel sources.
Right.
So how does the platform's algorithm act as the transmission that actually forces those two very different engines to turn the exact same axle?
That is a fantastic analogy. I love that.
Thank you.
And, well, the transmission in your metaphor is the realization that in today's labor market, those two engines actually require the exact same fuel.
Wait, really?
Yes. And that fuel is retention. ServiceLink is actually solving what we call the cold start problem in tech.
Walk me through the cold start problem. Is that like how early Uber needed enough riders so the drivers wouldn't just wait around, but they also needed enough drivers so the riders could actually get a car?
Exactly that. If ServiceLink doesn't have enough high-quality restaurants on day one, the best workers will just leave the app.
Right. There's no jobs.
And if they don't have enough skilled workers, the employers will leave because there's no talent. So how do you attract both at the same time?
You force them to share the same digital roof.
Bingo. The platform's innovation is making these two potentially conflicting perspectives coexist in one single community vibe, as they call it.
So they're betting that the macro view of the employer, you know, the growth strategies from the advisor circle and the micro view of the worker, the daily tips and fairness from the support network are actually the exact same thing in the long run.
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, yes, they absolutely are.
Wow.
The premise is that you simply cannot have trusted hiring and reliable, high-quality hospitality staff if you do not offer dignity and respect.
It's a prerequisite now.
Right. If an employer wants access to this verified, top-tier pool of talent, they have to participate in an ecosystem where workers actually have a voice.
That's fascinating.
They are aligning the diesel and solar engines by proving to the employer that a safe, fair environment is the ultimate growth strategy. It literally stops the bleeding of constant turnover.
Wow. That is just a massive undertaking. I mean, successfully merging the needs of profit-driven employers and rights-driven advocates into one cohesive community that is not just coding an app.
Not at all.
That is attempting a fundamental cultural shift in how we view labor in this country. Which really begs the question, who are the architects actually trying to pull this off?
It definitely takes a very, very specific kind of team to look at the messy, fragmented hospitality industry and decide that what it really needs is a unified social movement wrapped in a tech platform.
Yeah, let's look at this team. The source material lists the leadership operating out of the University of Miami in Coral Gables, Florida. We have Ludovica Cariola as founder and CEO,
yeah.
Alonzo Aldama as CFO, Isabella Fiore is CMO, and Kiko Tomeo is CTO.
Right.
And the language this team uses to market the platform is honestly quite intense.
It's bold, for sure.
Like under the heading, Join the Revolution.
Yeah.
They frame ServiceLink as more than a platform. It's a social movement.
Yeah.
And right now they are building a wait list to join this network. I have to play devil's advocate again here.
Please do.
Social movement and Join the Revolution are massive, heavily loaded claims for what is fundamentally just a job networking site.
Mm-hmm.
I see tech startups use this kind of flashy marketing speak all the time just to get venture capital attention. So is there actual substance to this rhetoric, or are they just trying to sound super disruptive?
Look, it is a totally valid skepticism. It is incredibly easy to slap the word revolution on a new app and call it a day.
Yeah, it happens every week in Silicon Valley.
Exactly. But if we analyze the specific structure they've laid out, there is a very strong reason to believe they actually mean it literally.
Okay, how so?
By calling it a social movement, Ludovica Cariola and her team aren't just talking about a better user interface for job hunting. They are signaling an intent to build what is essentially a de facto digital union.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but without ever actually using that highly politicized word.
A de facto digital union. That's a fascinating way to frame it. Because they aren't technically organizing strikes, but they are organizing collective power.
Exactly. Look at who they are intentionally inviting to the table. If ServiceLink were just a flashy job board, it would only have two user types: hiring managers and job seekers.
Right, that's it.
But the fact that they have explicitly built infrastructure for advocates and organizers to join forces within the platform proves it is way more than a job board. You do not invite labor organizers into your software's DNA unless your core mission is actually shifting the balance of power.
That is a massive aha moment for me. A traditional job board wants to keep workers isolated so employers have the upper hand. ServiceLink is intentionally connecting them.
Right. And building this out of Coral Gables right near the University of Miami is a highly strategic choice.
Because of the location.
Exactly. Miami is a major global hub for hospitality and tourism. They aren't trying to solve the realities of service work from a detached, theoretical Silicon Valley bubble.
Yeah, they aren't thousands of miles away from the problem.
They are building and testing this in a region where the service economy is the absolute beating heart of the city.
They are right in the trenches with the people they are trying to serve. And, you know, that brings up the wait list they mentioned.
The wait list is key.
Calling people to join the revolution while making them wait in line seems like a really interesting tactic.
The wait list is brilliant because it acts as a curation tool.
Oh, so it's not just to build hype.
No, I mean, it creates a sense of exclusivity, sure. But more importantly, it filters for alignment with their core vision.
Okay.
They are asking early adopters to consciously opt in to this new philosophy of mutual respect, what they literally call bringing service workers and employers together with respect, before they even open the floodgates.
Ah, so it's a quality control measure.
Exactly.
They want employers who actually buy into the dignity aspect, not just toxic managers who are desperately looking for a quick, cheap hire to replace the three people who quit yesterday.
Precisely. They are curating the culture before the algorithm takes over. They are ensuring that when the platform fully launches, the vibe they promise is actually a reality.
So to bring all of these threads together for you listening, the core takeaway here is incredibly profound.
It really is.
ServiceLink is not just a tool to make it slightly easier to find a bartending gig or fill a Saturday night shift. It is a highly ambitious attempt to take the often overlooked, notoriously fragmented service hustle and turn it into a networked, dignified, and totally visible profession.
Mm-hmm.
They are basically taking that crisp corporate digital handshake that office workers have relied on for decades, and they are translating its power for the apron.
And they are doing it by forcing a very necessary collision.
Yeah.
They are creating an ecosystem where labor organizers, profit-driven employers, and brand new workers navigating their very first shift all have to look at each other, interact, and establish a shared standard of respect.
It's an incredible experiment in modern labor dynamics.
It really is. It changes the entire paradigm of what it actually means to work in hospitality.
Which leaves us with a really important and somewhat provocative final thought for you to consider today.
Yeah, think about this one.
We have spent this deep dive analyzing the platform's impact on the workers and the employers behind the scenes. But if service workers, advocates, and organizers successfully network and build this unified social movement through platforms like ServiceLink,
how will that newfound collective professional power ultimately change our everyday experiences as customers?
That is the million-dollar question. If the person serving your food or checking you into your hotel room is no longer an isolated, easily replaceable worker, but an empowered member of a highly visible professional network, does the old adage that the customer is always right finally come to an end?
It is a fascinating ripple effect to ponder. When the people providing the service demand and receive the dignity of a respected professional class, the dynamic of every single transaction in the hospitality world shifts fundamentally.
It absolutely does. The next time you walk past a restaurant and see a paper "Help Wanted" sign taped to the window, you might just be looking at an artifact of a labor market that is finally about to become obsolete. Thanks for diving in with us today, and we will catch you on the next one.